Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Men who are gentle, I'll throw it to each of you and give my own thought. It's the Stark Zone. Do we have music for this? Oh, there it is.
He was on top of it that time.
Thank you, Folsom.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
Beyond Rod it Sarling, is another one of the greatest voices.
A dimension of sound.
And one of the greatest shows.
Genius. A dimension of sight. Minds this
a dimension
guy
of
had.
Mind.
It'll make him like
you're
this
moving
anymore,
into a
Rod.
Land of both
it's all been dumbed down.
Of things and ideas.
You in just little tiny sound bites. You couldn't fit this on Twitter, could you?
Show. You guys missed the whole thing. You wouldn't shut up.
What happened?
No, we heard it. We heard it.
He's was that mad. Ron's voice in the
yes,
background?
Yes, it was.
You should have told me there was something pre-produced here. You actually did some work, Folsy.
And we stepped on his... What was it?
That was
what
my was big Ray, moment the, of the day right there.
The carrot, he's unhappy. The carrot at the end of the tunnel? Is
yeah.
that the one?
Yeah. According to Ray, that's the carrot at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, we'll get it next
week. All right, let's start
your
this
first
start
thought time. On each game, and if it leads to a conversation, by golly, Ron, we'll have that conversation.
You
New
got
Orleans
it.
Is a 3-point... underdog at Minnesota.
Andy Dalton, right? Andy yep. Dalton still in the NFL. I have a hard time believing that.
Is Andy Dalton a Hall of Famer?
No.
I'm no. kidding, Ron.
No, 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 no.
Me?
I never know if the Vikings are any good. They go through every season, and I just don't know if they're good or not. And they never prove themselves.
And this is another game in London. Am I right about that?
Yep.
Why do the Vikings always go to London? Remember
Why
the game
the
Steelers went there and they dropped to 0-4 that season? Remember
yeah,
that, Ron?
Yeah. That's when I got out of going because I followed the Pirates in the playoffs.
I think Bill Gay is still planted in the turf because Adrian Peterson ran him over. You remember that from the London game?
Mm. That was a bleak time for the Steelers. 0-4, yet they won 8 of their last 12.
That they did. And they wound up 8-8 that year. Browns. At Falcons. No, this is at Cleveland, and the Browns are a 1-point favorite over the Falcons. What do we make of this?
I think it is in Atlanta.
It is?
I think.
Oh, you're right about that. You're right.
It is. It is.
Yes.
Is Myles Garrett going to play? How lucky is he to still be alive? And maybe he learns how to drive a little slower from now on.
This could be a sneaky trap game for Cleveland, I think. I think the Falcons' offense has shown a lot more life than people expected it. With Cordarrelle Patterson and Mariota and the boys, Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts is a problem. I think every game's a trap game for Cleveland. I think they're a fraud and they stink and they might win 7 games.
Huh. Is Jacoby Brissett going to play as well against the Falcons as he did against the Steelers? And can they stop Nick Chubb from controlling the game? The Steelers couldn't.
No and no. Baltimore Ravens at home. Against the wounded Buffalo Bills.
This is a great, this is one of the two best games of the week.
I think this is the game that jumps out. And the Bills are a 3-point favorite at Baltimore.
Lamar Jackson, clearly, after 3 weeks, the favorite for MVP.
Man, it's going to be fun to watch these two chuck
can't
it
think,
around.
I can't think of anybody who's close to Lamar at this point.
Josh Allen, I mean
Josh Allen's close, I think.
Not after this last game.
But two MVP candidates going at it.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, yeah. I shouldn't say not
Jalen Hurts is close.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that. Lamar, though, leads the league in touchdowns and in passer
He's fifth
rating.
In rushing. He's fifth in rushing.
And passer rating he leads in, too.
Baltimore's going to win this game. That's what I'm saying about this one. Lamar Jackson's going to run wild. The Bills are going to go into a little bit of a down
See,
cycle
now, is this
here.
What you really think, or is this just your Buffalo, I'm going to pick against
no,
them because I'm
real.
Expecting the worst?
No, you saw the game last week, right?
I did, but that doesn't mean they won't bounce back this week.
Micah Hyde's gone for the season, which is a blow to their Super Bowl hopes, and all four starters in their secondary missed the Miami game. I don't like this right now.
He's not the most famous Micah in the NFL, though.
No, he's not.
Micah Parsons.
Speaking of that, Cowboys at home against your fighting Carson Wentz's as just a 3-point favorite?
Washington stinks. I mentioned Micah Parsons. To me, the clear-cut defensive player of the year after 3 weeks.
Cooper Rush.
He's pretty phenomenal.
Cooper Rush keeps winning ball games.
3-0 as a starter.
I think T.J. Watt and Micah Parsons are the two best defensive players in all the world, in my humble opinion.
They are. But T.J.'s missed 2 games already.
Yeah, yeah. They both wreck. They just wreck offenses.
They're game breakers is what they are. Game changers.
Nobody cares about Seahawks at the fighting kneecaps. Although, don't the kneecaps have to win this game or else the head kneecap himself, we start to talk about trouble.
What are they, 1-2?
Yeah. You got to beat Seattle if you're at home.
Yeah.
You got to show progress.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, I would think.
We're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right.
He's like the flying instructor in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Ron. He's got that T-shirt on, that gym teacher T-shirt and the whistle and the little hat to the side, and he shows up for work every day and tells his guy they're going to bite kneecaps.
Rolls
get out of here.
Rolls
win a
up
game.
His sleeves.
Win a game.
Right, and we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take 2 more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take 3 shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
I can't believe how long he kept that going.
Win a game. Seriously. That's gotten
old.
He's 1-1. How many did he win last year?
A couple. Right?
Everybody was on that train. Well, all the Hard Knocks
Everybody was on that train, including me for a minute until I actually saw them show up here in a preseason
I'm
game.
I'm not ready to bury them yet. I think they have some pretty decent players, but they don't have a quarterback. Goff is just not good enough.
DeAndre Swift
being problematic.
Out hurts too.
Yeah.
I think they're going to lose this game.
And Amon-Ra St. Brown, their top receivers out for this game.
He's amazing.
He is.
He's out for this game too?
Yeah, he is.
The kneecaps may fall to 1-3, which would be very, very sad, Ron.
Could you imagine following that team for years and years and years and years?
Maybe the
worst. Are they the most woebegone team? They, the Jets,
At least Browns. The Cardinals made a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. Detroit's never. Cleveland's never made the Super Bowl. Jets have not made one.
I think
one
the Lions are.
Since Joe Namath.
Yeah, they're the Lions. They're the most woebegone franchise.
Nobody takes them seriously.
They truly are. They're the Lions.
Yep. By the way, Myles Garrett officially questionable to play on Sunday.
I didn't even know that was a designation anymore. Chargers at the Texans. The Texans -5. Ron?
My Super Bowl pick has just gone to hell. It's unfortunate what's happened to them. I haven't heard anything from Potash. He's laying low these days. Big Chargers fan. They lose the tackle, Slater. They lose Bosa. Herbert's hurt.
Yes.
They're just a shell of what
they
It just shows you how fast it can turn. And,
sure.
And we're seeing some of it here with TJ out with the Steelers.
No doubt. But the idea for the Chargers now is just to hang around. We got months and months left of this thing. Hang around 500. Beat the Texans like you should.
But you said the Texans are 5-point favorites?
5-point underdogs.
Oh, okay.
5-point underdogs. So just hang around 500, you know, and then get to the playoffs.
And hopefully
Bosa's coming back, and then Herbert comes around. You got a chance.
Hopefully Herbert gets well soon.
Really get to a bye week, right?
Yeah, nothing's been decided here yet. You give me Justin Herbert and all that talent healthy around playoff time, I'll take it. But they got to win games like this just to sort of hang around. Titans at the Colts. Colts, a 3.5-point favorite.
Another team that I just don't know if they're any good.
Yeah, neither.
Yeah. Well, the Titans stink. I'm not a
Colts
fan of the
just
Titans.
Beat Kansas City at home.
I would, having watched that, call it an extremely lucky win, but they did win. I'm not a big Matty Ice guy at this point in his career.
It's not a Mozart, as Coach Cower would say.
I think these are two teams that, well, they're like the Steelers and pretty much most of the AFC.
This is why Jacksonville is going to win that division.
Yeah, they'll be, these two teams will hang around. They'll be 7-5 or 5-7 or 6-6. They'll be 9-8 or 8-9 or 8-8-1. Just like the Steelers. Bears at Giants. Once upon a time, this would have been a giant game.
Man.
No pun intended in the NFC. Remember the playoff game where Sean Lendetta whiffed on a punt, Ron?
That was blew off in a wind, right?
Yeah.
He goes to kick it, and the wind took it away from him. I think I covered a game there. I remember Sean Payton was an assistant coach, like the offensive coordinator, and I remember talking to him in the locker room after the game.
Man, those were great games. Bears,
that's back
Giants.
That's back in the Lawrence Taylor days.
In the 80s.
Oh, my God.
Just great stuff.
Lawrence Taylor, good.
Now they all stink, Ron.
Yeah, this is the most, the least interesting game of the weekend, I think.
Maybe the most interesting is next. Jags, Eagles. Eagles, 6.5-point favorites. I'm all over.
Six and a half?
Yeah. I'm all over Trevor Lawrence in this one.
Me too. Wow. I like Trevor Lawrence. I like what the way they're trending. We'll find out. You know, Philly's the only undefeated team now, right?
Yeah.
You think Larry Zonka is getting ready to toast the 72 Dolphins? Have you read any more of that book, by the way?
No. I haven't picked it up in a while.
It's so good. It's so good. I assume you didn't read the Otani book either, did you?
I have it at home.
What do I give
you? What do you
these?
Think I have reading
I
time get? Every
yeah,
day,
I
Ron? I got a kid to get around.
No, you don't. That's not your time is taken up by your kid.
What's
your
going on here,
Your
Falsey?
Time is taken up by golf.
I have two jobs, right? At least two. The third one is taking care of Falsey every day.
You do golf a lot.
Why do I give
I
him
do
my,
golf a lot.
Why do I give him my books?
You got to give what's the time period when you lend somebody a book? I say a year. Falsey?
Sidney Crosby never gave the book back that Jim Colony lent him about World War II.
You think he ever read it?
I don't know.
I bet you did.
Great question.
I bet you did.
But Sid, later on, when Jim Colony retired, gave him, I don't know if it was the same book or, you know, the same version of the book, and signed it and said, you know, happy retirement, Jim.
How about Sid?
How about Jim? All right, Ron. We'll get to four more games when we come back, including a rematch of a Super Bowl from a long, long time ago, and also a legendary rivalry as we finish up the Stark Zone, taking us right into Bob Walk's final appearance of the year at the top of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.